Chapter 13. Religion. President George W. Bush has been only the most recent world leader who has used religious factions to gain support for his policies and objectives. National socialism was a religion, noted Professor George Lachman Moss of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, whose wealthy Jewish family fled Germany in 1933. The depth of the ideology, the liturgy, the elements of hope, all helped to give the movement the character of a new faith. It has been shown that Nazi propaganda minister Paul Joseph Goebbels quite consciously used religious terminology in many of his speeches. Moreover, Nazism was a total worldview, which by its very nature excluded all others. From this, it followed that traditional Christianity was a rival, not a friend. But here, Hitler at first went very slowly indeed, for he needed and got the support of the majority of the Christian churches. Moss concluded that the Nazi future would have lain with the evangelical Christians had the war been won. In Mein Kampf, Hitler spoke condescendingly of religion, offering this rationalization for organized religion. The great masses of people do not consist of philosophers, and it is just for them that faith is frequently the sole basis of a moral view of life. He also saw in Christian fundamentalism a reflection of his own national socialist zeal and ambition. The greatness of Christianity was not rooted in its attempted negotiations of compromise with perhaps similarly constructed philosophical opinions of the old world, he wrote, but in the inexorably fanatical preaching and representation of its own doctrine. Despite this public support for religion, Hitler, who, as has been seen, was surrounded by occultism, privately expressed disdain for formal religions, as evidenced by this discourse related in Hitler's Table Talk. An educated man retains the sense of the mysteries of nature and bows before the unknowable. An uneducated man, on the other hand, runs the risk of going over to atheism, which is a return to the state of the animal, as soon as he perceives that the state, in sheer opportunism, is making use of false ideas in the matter of religion, while in other fields it bases everything on pure science. That's why I've always kept the party aloof from religious questions. I've thus prevented my Catholic and Protestant supporters from forming groups against one another and inadvertently knocking each other out with the Bible and the sprinkler. So we never became involved with these churches' form of worship. In any case, the main thing is to be clever in this matter and not to look for a struggle where it can be avoided.